Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show where we are covering Filene's Big Bright Minds, which is located in Irvine, California this year. And in our virtual studio lounge is Mr. Ben Maxim from Michigan State University Federal Credit Union.
Hello.
Ben, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. Doing
good.
Well.
Hey, you guys have a big game coming up this weekend.
We do.
I think it's Michigan and Michigan State. Oh my gosh.
That's huge. Very exciting.
We'll leave that one with the ESPN. Let's talk a little. Yes. Let's talk a little fintech here. How about that? before we get into the fintech and all your i3 presentation, tell us about how the conference is going. How's it being back in person? All that good stuff.
Yeah. So it's been good. Great conference. I started the week at Money 2020.
You did? Oh wow!
Monday evening. Didn't want to miss this either. But yeah, it's been good to be back. I'm seeing some of the people that a lot of the i3 programs since I started has been virtual, so to actually see people, on the other side of the Zoom screen.
Exactly, that you've been working with.
Yeah, and it's like, oh yeah, we recognize each other, but is that really you? So,
you're real.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, it's been fun. A lot of collision of ideas happening now that we're in person, kind of in those organic conversations that haven't been happening in Zoom. So it's been really cool to be around, a bunch of innovative people and, bounce ideas off each other.
Indeed. All right. Well, speaking of innovation, you're part of the i3 program there at Filene, and your team has put together a pretty cool project. So you want to fill us in? Want to give us a quick overview?
Absolutely. So yeah, our project was to do an environmental scan of chatbots and how credit unions can implement them. We focused on, our credit union, MSU-FCU, has rolled out two chatbots, one internal, one external, and then one of our team members as well had a chatbot at their credit union. So we talked about the different complexities of them. One's more FAQ-driven, one's more internal, so based on our knowledge base internally, and then the other is a massive build-out, high complexity. We're trying to get into banking transactions.
Okay.
So really, what are the differences? How do you get started? How do you find a partner? And some of the key takeaways to really highlight is that it's not a technology project. It really is a member service project. So the first chatbot we rolled out at MSU-FCU, we did it as a technology project, and it didn't go as well as when we learned the lessons and rolled out our internal chatbot. It started as a service project. Got people from the front lines, branches, call center, because that's who the audience was, to help build out the questions, make sure what we were training the chatbot on really made sense. And I think the other great point is chatbots, you don't have to be perfect. You don't need to spend a lot of time building it out. Just kind of get what the starting point is, and then people will ask a chatbot what they think it should answer. And then you can use that to prioritize, future content, care, and feeding. And I know there's some people will tell you that, you don't really need to do anything with chatbot. You can set it up, but it's really to the point where it's just like another digital channel. It's a website. You wouldn't put your website up there and never update the content. There's constant things happening at the credit union that you would want to be adding, if nothing else.
Right. And the chatbots, from my understanding, the chatbots are only going to get smarter as time goes on because it's based on all the data. And
exactly, yeah, the more you use them, the better they are.
Right. Cool. And so why did you guys choose chatbots? Is it just because they're getting more and more prevalent in the industry, or what's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. So since two of our group members have rolled out chatbots, it seemed like, where is it going? I think it's to the point where everyone needs to have a chatbot of some kind.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're trying to go to, I think, chatbot 2.0 for credit union. So what are those features? We really want to highlight, how do you get started? I think it's what a lot of people are trying to figure out. There are a lot of players in the space right now trying to be that partner. So how do you select the right partner? How do you approach it? What are the things you need to do to be ready to actually support it from a credit union perspective, and to really be able to provide something that supports that to the industry?
Okay, you piqued my interest here. What does chatbot 2.0 look like? What's the next iteration look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get into, some of the more standard banking transactions, check your balance, transfer funds, but then getting a little bit more predictive. So you log into your account, the chatbot pops up and says, hey, I see you have, you normally pay a bill this Friday. Would you like me to help you pay it now? You got an extra paycheck this month, those fun months when we get our third paycheck because of how the calendar works. Hey, you got your extra paycheck this month. Would you like to put an extra $100 towards your savings goal?
Wow.
And really help them, figure out and manage their money.
Yeah.
Kind of be like autopilot in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you see chatbots, and I'm sure they're going to get there, but as maybe like a cross-sell communication tool as well, based on what the member has and doesn't have?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think some easy examples of that that we could easily implement now is we see that you've spent on your groceries for the past 3 months. You know, we have a credit card that has 3% cash back on groceries. Hey, would you like to open up this credit card? And you would see, we would just present, hey, you would have earned an extra $500 in rewards had you used this for your groceries all year.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, I think, is very easy to implement in a chatbot now. And then there'll be more stuff like that as they grow.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow, what a cool project. That must have been so much fun to work on that project. And so how do you see it kind of, I don't know, moving forward? What's the next step for your project? Do you see it kind of, I don't know, being implemented at credit? I mean, obviously chatbots are implemented at credit unions, but where do you see it? What's the next steps for it, do you think?
Yeah, so we're going to be producing some materials that can be shared out to the industry. It really is meant to be like a starting guide. So, you know, maybe more like a one pager for, you know, how do you get started with a chatbot?
Yeah, good.
Hopefully, good move. Some more interest and discussion with anyone who's interested in following up with us.
Right on, good stuff. All right, hey, before I let you go, because we mentioned before the recording that I interviewed you in April Klobes, your CEO there at Michigan State Federal Credit Union, about your is it called the Innovation Lab or is it something? I can't remember the quite.
Innovation Lab is called the Lab at MSUFC.
Lab, okay, yeah. So give us, what's the latest going on there? Because you guys are always cooking up something really cool there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working with a couple different fintechs right now. One's based on geolocation. So we're going to experiment with some geofencing. So for those that know what geofencing is, you basically draw a digital border, virtual border around, like, let's say your branch or maybe a merchant or a local. We have our local loyalty partners, so businesses and small businesses in, you know, the downtown area is where we are. We maybe get 15% off of you's MSUFCU debit card if you go in, but people don't remember about it. So as you enter that business, you know, something would pop up and remind you to use that card, or you're leaving the branch, you get an exit survey. So, hey, how was your visit today? You know, was good. What could we have done better? So that's one of them. So we're working on getting that rolled out to members here for testing. And our innovation lab is really set up in a way where we bring products and services to members early on in the process with that branding so they can try it out in kind of an MVP, minimal viable product, give us feedback early on before we put a lot of investment in it.
Yeah.
And then should it go well, then we make the bigger investment to scale it and integrate it fully into our products. The other one we're looking at doing some recommendations, kind of what you're talking about, using some AI in the background. We have a partner that has a pretty innovative product, and we're going to start talking a little bit more about it, but we're all under NDAs and stuff, so I won't share too much.
Okay, no, I don't want to steal your thunder.
But coming soon. But yeah, no, we're working to, you know, take our members' data, feed it through this model, and spit out some insights for them, some product recommendations,
cool.
and just some cool insights to really boost digital engagement and make logging into digital more than just coming in to check your balance.
Mm-hmm. It's my gosh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other big thing we have going on is, so we see the group logo around here. So from the Innovation Lab, we have started to do some investment with FinTech. We created Receipt a Group to be our wholly owned QSO at the credit union.
Wow.
So I get a dual role, VP of Digital Strategy and Innovation at the credit union, but also I'm CTO of the Receipt a Group. And we've also acquired a FinTech that does called Spave that does roundup for giving and social good. So you can do roundups. So if you're interested, you can go to spave.us to learn more. It's in the App Store if anyone wants to download it. Receipt a Group has also purchased a printer. Foresight Group, and then we also created our own. We took the financial education and DEI things that we've created at MSUFCU and moved it over to Evergreen brand, Evergreen 3C, to be able to private label and sell those services out to industry as well. So it was made to support the industry, really advance technology and help members kind of more broadly. So a lot of the cool things we've been doing on our own, we really want to share and help benefit credit union industry at large. So again, if you're interested, you can check out receiptagroup.com as well to learn more about what we're doing there.
Yeah, I'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. Oh man, thank you so much for letting us know about that. That's really cool. Are you guys going to NACUSO in a couple of weeks?
We'll be in NACUSO. So if anyone's there, happy to connect with anyone. We'll have booths. If you want to learn more, anyone who's going to that as well. So.
Oh, right on. Oh my gosh, you got a lot on your plate.
Absolutely.
I think your plate's more like a buffet. You got so much stuff on there. So
It's great.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, Ben, I'm going to let you get going because it sounds like you are a busy, busy guy. So, but we appreciate your time as always and look forward to the next chat down the road.
Sounds great.
All righty. Take care. Be well.